Hello, my name is Chloe, and I'm going to be talking about missing person cases because I honestly fear if nobody talks about them or keeps anyone's name out there, then they'll easily be forgotten by the public, and I'm just trying to keep people informed, their names and pictures out there, so keep the conversation going, guys. We are going to be doing 3 cases per state, so stick around for that. I know I haven't uploaded it in a little while, but I plan to keep a steady pace going. So try and stick with me here. I do get busy in my life, and this is my spare time, so sometimes I get 0 spare time. All right, so we are currently on Rhode Island. This is number 2 of Rhode Island. I've already done the first one. So if you haven't heard that one, go back, listen to it, catch on up with us. All right, this one, actually, I do not know how to pronounce the first name. It is W-O-J-C-I-E-C-H. And the last name, I think, is Fudali. I'm going to spell it into, like, when you click on it, you'll see his name, and you'll be able to try and pronounce that yourself, but I don't even want to attempt it, so I'm going to call him Woe. Okay. So, Woe has been missing since December 6th of 2008, and he was from Narragansett, Rhode Island. I bet I didn't say that right either. It's N-A-R-R-A-G-A-N-S-E-T-T. Kind of hard to pronounce. So, his classification is endangered missing. His date of birth was August 31st of 1986, and he would be 33. But when he went missing, he was 22. So his height and weight was 5'10 to 6'. He was 195 pounds to 205. Clothing / jewelry description. The only description for clothing and stuff is naked. So he was in his birthday suit when he went missing. Medical conditions. He had been prescribed to anti-anxiety medication prior to his disappearance, but his roommate said that he stopped taking it cold turkey, so he didn't even wean himself off of it. He just quit taking it. His distinguishing characteristics: Caucasian male, light brown hair, blue eyes, and Mo may spell his first name W-O-J-T-E-K or use his nickname Tech. That's what we'll call him. We'll call him Tech, since that was his nickname. He is a native of Poland. He has a tattoo on his left rib cage of a black eagle on a yellow and green background. A photo of the tattoo. I have that. I mean, you can look up his name, and I guarantee you, you'll see his tattoo. It almost looks like it is a family crest tattoo. That's slightly what it looks like. He had visible acne and a gap between his 2 front teeth. So he was, and he also previously broke his clavicle. And his hair was at shoulder length at the time of his disappearance. That's how long it was, but it had also been seen above his shoulders. Like, it's been cut right above the shoulders before, and it has also been short. So his haircut, like, varied a lot. Since you guys know exactly all the details, we're going to go ahead and get into the actual story of his disappearance. So he was last seen on December 6th of 2008. He attended a party at a friend's home in the 70 block of East Shore Road and stayed overnight. The group was awakened sometime after 5 o'clock a.m. to the sight of him standing naked, hitting himself with a metal pole from the bed frame. And he was saying, "Trust me." They didn't call the police or an ambulance, and eventually they all went back to sleep. When his friends woke up the next afternoon, he was gone, and the clothing he had worn from the night before was neatly folded on the floor. He also left his sneakers, car keys, cell phone, and his driver's license, which was a Massachusetts driver's license. He left his debit card and $86 in cash. His friends initially believed he had gone out for a walk. Now, why would his friends think he went out on a walk naked and without anything? Beats me. He was seen twice after he had left his friend's home. Neighbors saw him sitting on a dock at 8:30 a.m., naked or nearly so he may have had underwear on. 2 hours, a friend saw him running, still nude, near a gully escape road on the grounds of the 128-acre bird sanctuary. He had never been seen or heard from again after being seen there. He was born in Poland and grew up in Wilbraham, Massachusetts. Earlier in 2008, he graduated from the University of Rhode Island with a bachelor's degree in international business. His friends stated he seemed depressed and was despondent prior to his disappearance and was acting oddly the time they saw him. But his mother spoke to him 3 days before his disappearance and didn't notice anything different with her son. His roommate stated that he became interested in nature and also very religious, and he spent a great deal of time reading the Bible in the days before his disappearance. He began underdressing for the cold weather and would walk around outside with no shoes on. He talked about trying a simpler life and even mentioned possibly going on a bread and water diet. Temperatures outside on the day that he disappeared were about 30 degrees, and he could not have survived long without his clothes. His case still remains unsolved. Wow. So it seems to me like he seemed like he was depressed. He did have anti-anxiety medication, so maybe he got very anxious a lot, and I'm not sure, but it almost sounds like he just wanted to not wear clothes or shoes and live life like that, but they haven't found him. If you see a person that looks like this picture, the phone number for the police department is 401-782-0661. So that concludes our second one of Rhode Island. Keep the name out there. Talk about it with your friends. Just keeping names out there, and please, on Apple Podcasts is what I check on, or I even check on CastBox, please leave a review or a rating. Either way would be perfect. I did see I had my very first review, and it made me smile from ear to ear, so it made me very happy, and it was an awesome review. Let me just try and find the name for you all real quick. I was so happy. So if you do, those are the two places I normally check. If I have reviews or anything, I check on Apple Podcast and CastBox. You can also get on Anchor and you can send me a voice message if you want, and then I will try and reach out to you somehow. But yeah, it was pretty cool. So I have two ratings on Apple now. And yeah, if you guys just want to leave me write a little review and let me know if you like it and if you think I should do anything differently. But that review is pretty awesome. So if you listen to me, go check that out if you have an Apple. But all right, I'm going to be doing another one here soon. So just stick with me and I will keep uploading as much as I can. All right, bye. Have a good rest of your weekend.